Britain. Ladies and gentlemen, alternative medicine is starting to lose out in the British health system, or the National Health Service, the NHS, to be precise. Well, I'm going to describe to you today the reasons why this is happening, and also to give you some consequences. But first, let's look at the background to alternative medicine and the NHS, or National Health Service, as I say. Well, first, alternative medicine. It's nothing new, we can say. It's been around for centuries. Of course, it's perhaps best associated with Asia and with China. There are many branches of alternative medicine, perhaps most notably homeopathy and reflexology, among others. Of course, it shouldn't be forgotten that most, and oh, indeed many, of the drugs today in conventional medicine actually stem from alternative medicine, from nature's sources, if you like. Well, let's turn to the National Health Service itself. The National Health Service, as I'm sure you know, was set up after the Second World War in Britain as part of the new welfare state. It basically promised free treatment for all British citizens. Well, today, the NHS has grown into one almighty animal. It has a huge budget. In fact, health, along with education and defence, determine and dominate the national budget of the country. The nature and the face of the NHS has changed a lot over the last 20 years, starting with Margaret Thatcher and continued under the tenure of Tony Blair. What's happened is that it's really become much more like a business or a company in how it works. Today, we can talk about budgets and budgetary targets and managers running the health service. Perhaps the most important aspect in connection with this development is the trusts which actually manage and run the allocation of money in the NHS. Well, why the change? Why the move away from alternative medicine in the National Health Service? The first major reason is financial. In the year 2005 to 2006, the NHS made a loss of £547 million. Well, of course, as I say, now working as a competitive company almost, it has to put its house in order financially. The second major reason for the move away from alternative medicine provision in the NHS is really pressure from the medical profession itself. Indeed, many leading doctors today actually wish alternative medicine not to be provided whatsoever in the NHS. One of the main effects of this move away has been that today the NHS is now refusing to fund alternative medicine altogether. In fact, two of the four homeopathic hospitals in existence in Britain are already threatened with closure. Well, let's turn now to the consequences and implications longer term. As I already mentioned, alternative medicine has great historical roots. It would seem that it's going to be a great shame if such medicine is not available on the market for free or at reasonable prices in future, given the fact that Britain is able to spend so much on health in general. Thank you very much. for your attention.